For the first time in nearly three decades, an American cheesemaker won the World Championship Cheese Contest. But not just any American, a Wisconsin-American. It's American cheese, but then again, it is not American cheese.
The Grand Cru Sur Choix is produced by Emmy Roth USA, which is based in Fitchburg and produced in Monroe. It was proclaimed the best cheese in the world in a contest held earlier this month in Madison.
Robert Fry is the director of operations at Roth Cheese here in Wisconsin. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the big win.
It's actually pretty exciting. We're still kind of reeling from the victory, and it's a long time since 1988, and it just kind of goes to show how hard it is to actually compete at this stage and win.
So how exactly does one judge a cheese? You know, what are the criteria that makes one cheese empirically better than another?
Typically in these contests, they actually judge it in a couple different aspects. One is flavor profile. They're looking for any defects, whether it's bitterness notes or acidity or just different things with the flavor profile. There's also a texture part of it that they look at, whether the mouthfeel is grainy or whether it's just not a good mouthfeel, whether it could be creamy and from a flavor standpoint, buttery, or just different nuances that that actually go into the cheese itself.
Do you get a chance to open up the wheel before you take it for judging, or do you just sort of need to have faith?
No, we actually, we have a team that gets put together during these contests, and what we do, you know, quality is represented, production is represented, and what we do is do a preliminary tasting evaluation. In these contests, you always want to put your best foot forward, but definitely go through some lots and taste different pieces, different recipes, and then we do a selection, and that's what actually is submitted based on what we do as far as the flavor profile tasting.
So tell us a little bit about the Grand Cru Sur Choix. What kind of cheese is it?
So this is an Alpine-style cheese. It has some nutty notes. It's a washed-rind cheese that's aged for a minimum of 9 months. And a washed-rind means that we wash good bacteria on the rind and flip the cheese on wooden boards and periodically, and the longer that the cheese ages, the less that you have to take care of once the rind is established. It's like I said, aged for a minimum of 9 months. This product was actually aged for about 14 months that won the contest. And a lot of things have to happen. I mean, there's the seasonality changes in the milk, and the cheesemakers staying on top of those changes to make sure that they, you know, that they make a good piece of cheese.
Why did you want to submit this cheese?
We felt that it had really good notes. It was some earthy undertones, had some good, the texture was really good, had some kind of a little bit of a buttery note to it, too, and just was really a clean tasting product for a 14-month-old piece of cheese, and really was probably from the selection process the best recipe that we made.
Yeah, clean isn't necessarily something you think of calling a piece of cheese that is 14 months old. But how is Roth cheese superior from, you know, any other cheese that I might pick up at my local Pick and Save?
The product is really all natural. It's milk cultures and enzymes that we put into the milk, and there's no fortification. Like I said, everything is, it's a European recipe that we use that's been crafted for years in Europe, and we brought the recipes over here. And it's made according to traditional styles. It's made in a copper vat. The milk is very selective by making it in a copper vat versus a stainless steel vat. And that's along with the aging process in the cellars is what gives Grand Cru Sur Choix its unique flavor profile.
So what kind of cheeses was it up against?
Well, it was up against several other ones. A lot of the hard cheeses are, for the most part, cellar-aged cheeses and washed rind, very similar to what we did. We actually had another piece of cheese that was called Roth's Private Reserve, which was very similar to the Sur Choix. that took second in the same category. So basically, in this category of the hard cheeses, a lot of them are actually very similar with regards to how long it's aged out. It's not considered a fresh cheese, where it comes out of the brine, which is a salt bath, and then goes right into a bag and is sent to the customer within 3 to 4 weeks. This is aged and taken care of over several months and monitored by the cellar technicians and the cellar master to make sure that the flavor is developing and the rind is developing like it should. So it takes a lot to actually make it successful over 14 months.
What is this win going to mean for Roth moving forward?
Well, I think it's going to be successful in a couple different ways. The Roth brand will really get the name and the brand out there, and should probably identify us as being a specialty cheese manufacturer. It really, I think, from the standpoint of the media attention that you get, it really just puts the brand out there in front of everybody. It's more identification with the washed rind category. So I think it's just going to be positive all the way around.
Well, Rob Fry, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
You're welcome.
Robert Fry is the director of operations at Emmy Roth USA. If you're interested in trying the Grand Cru Sur Choix for yourself, head over to rothcheese.com.